How do you measure the success of your employer brand efforts? Maybe you just notice more smiles on people's faces, so you feel like your work is justified. Or maybe you are on best places to work lists and feel awarded for your hard work. Well, we prefer the hard numbers. The Employer Brand Index helps you calculate the return on investment of your employer brand, and in turn, validates the work you are doing to your organization. Having a great employer brand means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. When you use insights from our Employer Brand Index, you can take action and move the needle. Want to know more? Just get in touch. Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, sons, Vesa. It's Jorgen Sundberg here, yeah, with the Employer Branding Podcast, your favorite podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Today, we're going to talk to a tech company, which is, funnily enough, also fighting the war for tech talent. And we get to learn what strategies they have deployed to become a highly attractive employer in that space. Let's start the show. Hey, Ariel, ¿cómo estás?
¿Qué tal, Jorgen? ¿Todo bien?
Todo bien.
Excellent. We can now switch to English, don't worry.
Oh, thank you. Right, so Ariel, welcome to the podcast. Please let the listeners know who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Ariel. I'm the Global Employer Brand Manager for Medallia. And thank you for having me here.
Great. And Medallia, so it's one of those companies. I know the name of the company and I know sort of technology, but I don't know exactly what Medallia does. So please enlighten us.
So there's actually, that's one of our challenges in employer branding and one of the things that happens to most people. So chances are you may have interacted a lot of times with Medallia, but you just didn't know since we are a B2B company. So we do operational customer experience management software. So basically we take in a lot of feedback from our customers' customers and turn that into something that our customers can action upon. So for example, if you ever bought a Lego set, or if you ever flew Delta or American, or if you ever purchased a Mercedes-Benz, for example, you got a survey that was coming from Medallia, but maybe you just got it from a different email address from the company that you purchased the goods from. But all of the magic that's happening behind that, that's Medallia. So, for example, also if you stay at the hotel and you deal some like reviews on TripAdvisor or social media, we also capture that feedback and send it to the customer so they can operate based on that.
Okay, interesting. And tell us about the setup. Where was the company founded? And you know, you're based in Buenos Aires. How does that fit together?
So the company was founded in 2001 in the US. But many years later, and they started like the whole company, like sales, engineering, and every department was there. But they had at some point they decided to open up new offices, and they had an Argentinian working from the US, and he said, okay, let's start an engineering office in Buenos Aires because we have really great engineers here in Argentina. And in 2011, Medallia hired the first five engineers in Argentina. And from 2011 to 2016, maybe, this was a really small office. They were around 40 people. And then 2017 and last year, we saw tremendous growth. We are actually in the process of moving to our own offices. We are over 200 employees now. So the company has grown a lot internationally and also here in Buenos Aires.
So the challenge is to find good tech people, developers,
exactly,
engineers, and so that's spreading out to different locations around the world.
Exactly. And Buenos Aires, again, has a great combination of talent and also time zones. We are just four or 5 hours ahead of California. And we also have another engineering center in Virginia. So our time zone is really good to work with America.
Mm.
And also there are many other offices around the world, but they are more focused on professional services and sales.
Great. So tell us about your employer brand strategy. What does it look like?
Yeah, so we started, I joined Medallia in 2017, and this was a 16, 17 years old company which didn't have an employer value proposition, or they haven't done any marketing before that for hiring. So what we did first was to start with a very simple question that was, what does it mean to work at Medallia? And again, our challenge was to answer these questions from 15 different offices, from like 1,300 people around the world. And we wanted to create just one message. We wanted to have one identity, and we wanted the experience of working at Medallia in Buenos Aires to be the same that working in the US or in Australia or in Europe. So we did over 60 hours of interviews with people from across locations, from across organizations, different tenures, different seniorities, different backgrounds. And we started to craft our EVP based on what our employees were telling us about what it means to work at Medallia, or what do you enjoy the most about working at Medallia. And what we found out across along the way was that regardless of where people were located or how many years they had at the company, there were some of these keywords that would always come up, such as growth, the customers, the opportunity and the challenges. And there were many others, such as fun or teamwork, and many other keywords, but the one that came up consistently in every interview that we did was people. So people that work at Medallia really enjoy their coworkers. They really enjoy coming to the office because of the people they work with. So again, and this at some point of the interview, even if you were talking with somebody from sales, from marketing, from engineering, they would tell you that the best about working at Medallia, apart from the challenges and the customers, was the people that work here. So we started to center all of our EVP, all of our messaging, and all of our like strategy around the people that work here. I know, and I've seen this a lot. I've been working in this space for many years now, and I've seen many companies saying the same, and that's probably true. I'm sure it's true. But what I felt was different is that Medallia, from the rest of the companies I worked at, and I work at a lot of companies in my career, we do have here a special focus on people. We have a bring your whole self culture. We have cultural interviews before joining. We have, of course, our corporate values and like culture values. We do like internal surveys to measure how our employees are. We are actually in the process of launching like a software, one of our solutions that's focused on experience management for like employee experience management. So we have a diversity and inclusion practice that's top notch. So again, this was true. And one of the things I think that is most important about employer branding is being authentic. So what we felt and what we realized is that Medallia hires people that are exceptional individuals, and they have a lot of experience in their field or knowledge in their field, but we do that in that order. We hire exceptional people who happen to be exceptional professionals, you know? So after all of this, and this was like months of interviews and thinking and coming up with different strategies, we came up to this very simple proposition, which is hiring the whole person. And that has been our motto, our slogan, and our motivation through everything that we do in employer branding. So hiring the whole person has become our slogan for videos and for communication.
So that's the EVP tagline.
That's exactly. We had a much more like complex EVP, but at the end of the day, like the messaging and the what we want people to understand about what it means to work at Medallia is that we hire the whole person.
Yeah, and so hiring the whole person, are there any specific pillars that underpin this?
Yeah. So for example, since we are saying this, we wanted or employees to be the protagonists of the campaign. And we wanted to do communication differently that we have seen other companies in this space doing. So we are not using any pseudo code or whiteboards or stock photos of people like meeting and laughing and shaking hands. We wanted to show people, our people. So people that have a life and interest beyond what Medallia or any other company can give. People that enjoy like going out or staying in for watching a movie, and people that they love what they do. So we did a video campaign that you can see on YouTube, just showing or like five protagonists. So we selected five employees that were aligned with our cultural values and with this hiring the whole person, and that we had possibilities to ask more, and they were really like open to what they do outside of work. So you can see them at our YouTube channel. So we did interviews with them. We shot them doing their activities. So for example, we have an ultimate frisbee champion working at Medallia. So we shot one of their like trainings. And also we did interviews, and those interviews have also been written down in our blog. And we use social media to push this this content out to the world.
Great. Okay, so if our listeners go onto YouTube, what should they search for to find these videos?
If they search for Medallia, hiring the whole person, they're going to see to see your videos. Or more easily, they can go to medallia.com/people, which is our like landing site for this campaign, and just to show again our corporate values and what it means to work at Medallia, and you can find these videos.
Great. And beyond the videos and those websites, where else you activate the employer brand?
So at events we host, for example, we host meetups here in Buenos Aires, or we attend to events as a sponsor. And for example, last year we were at Tech Inclusion in San Francisco, and we had people coming into our booth, people that were part of this campaign coming in. So for example, we had a national yo-yo champion as well. So yeah, we gave out yo-yos as part of our giveaways. And Nathan at that time was the one who was at the event just doing tricks with the yo-yos. We also had printed like this brochure, which was also part of the campaign, and you could read the experience from different employees. So apart from the five employees that we selected for the video campaign, we had other five that were part of a graphics campaign or a photo campaign. So we also interviewed them, and we printed like these brochures where you can read more about them and what it means to work at Medallia for them and how they grew up working at Medallia. We have a talent show that's internal, and this started off firstly before the campaign, but it's now part of our messaging. So if you have anything fun that you can, that you want to show, if you do stand up, if you sing, if you do anything that you want to show, we have this talent show that also the videos are public. And then of course, social media. So again, we use social media as part of the campaign, but also to feature our employees and to show what they do outside of work. And in different platforms such as Glassdoor, for example, we also have like content related to the campaign.
That sounds great. So, I mean, I get it if you're a yo-yo champion, but what if you don't have any superpowers like that? You know, if you're a normal person, how can you make that interesting?
Well, that's interesting. It's like by itself, everybody has an interesting story, even though like I don't play shosho, I don't do anything like that. I'm not a champion of any sports, but I think our thought behind all of this is that everybody has an interesting story. Everybody has a background. Everybody has, they came to Medallia with life before coming to Medallia. So everybody has a fun or different story to tell. And we want to show just that, and that's part of the diversity as well. So it doesn't matter if you don't play yo-yo or do any sports. I'm sure you have an interesting story to tell as well.
Great. Okay. And how do you measure the ROI and the success of your employer brand efforts?
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things, I think.
That's why you asked the question.
Yeah, that's great. I enjoy the answer that other people gave to you on this, because I feel we're all in the same ship. So everybody, I think, agrees that measuring ROI in this is really hard. But every time that you do an action, so for example, you go to an event and you hand out, a flyer or a piece of swag or something, and that has a CTA that go to this page or something, you can measure the traffic coming in. We also measure like the trends in search engines, how much people are looking up Medallia or any of our related keywords. One of the things that's also hard to measure, but I found to be one of our greatest ways to prove what we are doing here has real value, is asking our recruiting team how much time they spent explaining what Medallia does versus how much time they're spending now that we have activated our employer brand. And we found out it's less time now that people already know the brand, they already know our logo, they already know something about what the company does. So in that way, we manage, that translates into less time that our interviewers are interviewing people. That's also important. And of course, the inbound applicants. So we use Lever as our ATS.
Yep.
And we know exactly where people came into the pipeline. So we saw that after activating our employer brand, we had more people coming in through our career site. So we use different shop boards and we are still using them. And I don't anticipate that we will stop using them, but we have seen more inbound traffic and more inbound applicants coming in to our pipeline, to our career site, and also the candidate quality. So it's as I think it's more important, the quality than the quantity, but it's always great to see both like coming up.
Yeah.
And then there are like in different geos, there are different things. So for example, here in Argentina, we have OpenCube, which is a site pretty much similar to Glassdoor, and they do salary surveys every 6 months. And in the last survey, they included the question, which companies do you think are the top companies to work for in Buenos Aires, for example? And we came out second to Mercado Libre is one of the biggest companies in Latin America. And we came out second after them, which is for me great. I wish they did this question before, so we had a baseline to know where we were, like 2017, 2018. But coming up second to Mercado Libre in this particular field, I think is great. And then, of course, like followers in social media and the buzz that we have and mentions that we have, for example, regarding our inclusion and diversity practice, I think that's also great to show. You can quantify that. You can say, oh, we had 10 to 15 mentions or 20, and you can track that. But again, I think like the mentions is one of those cases where the quality of the mention is more important than the quantity. So, and then there are some things that you cannot measure, which are when you go to events or host meetups and you have people telling you like the excellent work that you are doing in like, again, expanding to the community and being an active part of this community, that's great. And that's something that you cannot measure or you should have to like record people saying that. But that also tells you that you are doing the right thing.
Okay, well, that was a very exhaustive answer to my question, so well done. And what would be your top tips to other employer brand professionals listening to this? Where, how can they emulate your success?
Yeah. So I already say one, I think that's the top pillar for them is being authentic. You can do any campaign that you want, you can have your EVP can say whatever you want, you can throw money at any campaign or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you are not true to yourself, to your company, and to what's happening really at the company, that's going to come up and that's going to be something that's it's like shooting you in the foot. If you want to send out a message that's not true, at this moment, you may want to have you may have like some aspirational like EVP, or we want to go there. But if that's not true, it's going to again, it's going to back at you, to get back at you, and it's not going to be good for the brand. And the other two, I would say, measure. You need to measure everything that you do, and again, measuring employer branding is really, really hard. But for example, we had cases that, for example, we had Glassdoor international pages. So we came to the point that we needed to renew our contract. And at that time, we decided to take a closer look at our package. And we found out that 89% of our traffic was coming in from the US. And we were spending a lot of money in the other profiles. So after realizing that, we decided to just keep the US profile and reinvert. So that money that we were investing in the international profiles, we invested in some other platforms. So you need to measure everything that you do. We had another opportunity where we were running a LinkedIn campaign, so paid campaign. And after, I don't know, 3 months, we realized that we had more clicks coming in from organic traffic from LinkedIn than from the campaign itself. So if we had seen that at the moment, we maybe had changed or paused the campaign into something different. And there was another case where we saw a drop in applicants coming in from LinkedIn. And this was due to some like technical thing between our ATS and LinkedIn. But if we had caught that in time, we would have more like better metrics that we end up having. So measuring is always important.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's interesting. Great. Okay. So this has been super useful. Where can our listeners learn more about your employer brand, and can they connect with yourself, Ariel, somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. So for our employer brand, they can go to medallia.com/people to see again all of our videos and content. And personally, I'm at Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find me everywhere. You just like search for my name and I'm probably going to pop up there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, of course, if you want to mix in some employer branding with your favorite tunes. And if you're interested in measuring employer brand, feel free to check out employerbrandindex.co, which is our proprietary methodology for benchmarking, measuring, researching employer brands. And feel free to email me, jorgen@linkhumans.com, and I'm happy to talk you through how it's done. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Ariel again, and look forward to catching up with you all next time. Hey!
So, do you know who does PR for Winterfell?
Who?
Brand Stark.